why I'm going to these retreats recently, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to find the next like way forward to get to a more stable place in the spiritual awareness, I guess you could call it. There was like no identity, love, bliss, a huge heart opening, and ability to abide kind of in this non-identity and extreme wellness, almost by choice, like nature really helps. But since then, it's kind of really changed. And now it's like the mind is way back. I mean, it's for years now, two years or more, that the mind is running the show most of the time, and only every now and then, nature is fairly consistent with that, like on Bell Rock or something like that. Then the well-being comes forward again, and there's sort of much less mind, and then the divinity and wonder and just like incredible whatever, all that stuff comes forward. And then I feel like it's such a celebration to be alive. But when that's not the case, like I wake up in the mornings, my mind's running everything, and I'm like, I don't want to live that way. I mean, who does? But I'm trying to figure out.
Especially.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to stabilize or you know, get to like the next place where it's
best for you to learn to become more full of enjoyment every moment of your day, rather than prepare for the next leap in consciousness and wait for that. Because you can't bank on the next experience. That area is completely off limits to human expectation.